it's Virginia James with the Zone of Purpose podcast, and welcome to this encouraging space for women and for those who want to show up and remember that their wisdom is within. Now, I will say that it took me years to figure this out, but now I will never live my life the way I used to. The rat race, the go, 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 that's done for. We're moving on from that because all it gets us is burnout, stress, procrastination, overthinking, you name it. Now I zone with soul, and I'm going to help you do the same by remembering our wisdom is within and living and working from that. Let's get into it. It is raining out, but I don't care because we've all been cooped up, right? If it's been cold where you're at, we've all been cooped up and I'm tired of it. So we're going to do it this way. All right. So again, Virginia James here, Feminine Sage Wisdom, if you're new. And I just want to say, first of all, welcome. I appreciate you deeply. Now, I wanted to just share a little tidbit with you, and it just occurred to me in meditation this morning, and I'm so excited. I was actually going to get, you know, kind of share a different idea or different subject, but I think this might be helpful, okay? So, we all have naysayers in our life. We do. Whether we know them directly or, you know, there's some conversation that's had, whether it's online or in, you know, just in a verbal chat, an email, etc. Okay. But one thing I wanted to bring up is that don't let the naysayers stop you, even if they're close in your circle. I've almost let that happen. I'll admit that. Yep. Not stop me exactly, you know, but just make me hedge, right? Make me doubt myself. And I think that's the thing about when we're at crossroads. That's when we're not sure about what direction to go in. It can be really hard to ignore the naysayers or those who give unsolicited advice who don't even know us. And that's the thing. You know, in the meditation this morning, I really got some deep clarity about naysayers and how they don't have the courage to do this kind of stuff themselves. So all they have the courage to do is naysay, right? Let's just think about that for a second. And that's why we might hedge, we might pause, we might stop, we might pivot, but don't let anyone stop you from doing what you know to be right, from doing your lived purpose here, your soulful mission, whatever you want to call it, your path. Don't let anyone stop you, okay? Especially when they have no freaking clue really who you are in your depths. Only you know that. Only you know the direction that you're headed. And yeah, it might be a little unconscious. Yeah, it might need some unpacking or clarification, but it's right there. It's right there waiting for you, okay? So that's what I wanted to share today. Don't let the naysayers stop you, because that's all they have the courage to do is naysay. Because they're not that happy themselves, or they're hurt, or they have their own work to do. And I'm not judging it, I'm not minimizing it, I'm not criticizing it, but don't let it stop you, wise woman. Okay? Now, I'm going to go back inside because the rain is picking up, but at least we did it outside today. How exciting. Let me know if you need anything else. Leave a comment if this resonates for you, or email me back like others do and just say, damn, I needed that. I needed that. Okay? Have a beautiful week ahead, friend.
How did that episode resonate for you? It always feels good to share these stories and these pieces of wisdom with you. And frankly, y'all teach me something new every day. So if that resonated, if it struck your soul or your heart, leave a comment below. Let us know what you loved about it. Also, share it with a buddy, a friend, a fellow woman in your world. We need to continue to build this ripple effect for individual and collective good. That's what we're really about here too, and sharing the wisdom. Now, if you are feeling like you want to get to know us better, go to femininesagewisdom.com. And thank you again for listening to this episode. I'll chat with you soon.